This is an uninterrupted look into the Anaheim Ducks locker room. Hear the stories, chirps, season journey, and more from the current Ducks roster right here on the Players Lounge.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Players Lounge, coming at you from inside the Korea Studios right here on Duckstream, presented by Gettle. Got that right. Want to make sure sponsors are taken care of. So joining myself today, and this is Kent French, by the way, because I know that we're not being filmed for the most part. Bo Grew, Lukasz Dostal, and of course, Jackson Lacombe, all with me. So Janice, first of all, thanks for taking the time to do this. Good to have you here, chit-chatting a little bit. And I want to get a sense, you know, it's interesting with this team, and I'm not going to get these stats right, but coming into this year, it was pretty cool to see, like, there's 7 players that were 22 and under and 12 that were 25 and under. So, Bo, I'm going to start with you. Does it feel like a young team? Do you guys feel like there's a youth movement going on, or does it feel like everybody's pitching in, everyone's doing what they're doing and coming off a 6-game winning streak? I mean, it seems like everyone's just gelling right now.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think we do have a young team. I think on papers we're really, really young. I think the average of the team is like, what, 26 right now, which is
like one of the youngest in the hockey league, right?
Which is really young, but it's good that we're having success right now as a young team. I think it's all beneficial for everybody. I think the older guys likes to see that from the young guys. That takes a little bit more charge, and I think it's really good for the future too. I mean, we're all gonna grow together. We're all gonna have more chemistry as time goes on. And no, I think it's really, really beneficial for the organization right now.
Technically, all three of you guys are rookies, but I don't know how you're still a rookie. It doesn't seem like it, does it, Dusty? I mean, I know on paper games played, you seem like kind of a young veteran on this team. Do you believe that you're still a rookie? Coming off rookie of the month in October?
I do. There's a lot of things, you know, for me to learn still. So it's, I still feel like a rookie.
All right.
Yeah, I do. Obviously, I played a pro overseas back home, but it still feels like a rookie.
Oh, Jackson, you're playing like 20 minutes a night. Like, that's not really like rookie minutes. Like, are you feeling like you jumped in with both feet and kind of jumped into the fire? I mean, how are you feeling right now in your first season?
Yeah, I kind of say the same as these guys. Obviously, there's a lot to learn, you know, being a young player. But we got a good group of older guys, and I think they've been helping us a lot, which has been great. But I think for us, it's just trying to learn from them kind of every day and just kind of contribute where we can. So
let's talk about the older guys. How are they treating you guys? Have they been nice to you? Has there been some rookie shenanigans going on?
Yeah, I think they've been awesome. Obviously, I was staying with Goody for 2-3 weeks at the start. So
Uncle Dusty.
yeah. So that was good. Yeah, he actually pranked me once right at the start of the season, because there were like meetings with Crow right at the start, and you know, there were like numbers on the board, and I think it was in the order, and my number was there in the end. So I was like, yeah, I probably have a meeting with Crow, and I was waiting for like almost 2 hours, and then I'll just like walk in and, hey, I don't need to talk to you. Why are you here? And then Goody shoot me a text. It's like, are you still at the ring? And I'm like, yeah, I am. I was waiting for the meeting with Crow, but so he texted me just like, yeah, I just put up a number on the board.
Very nice. Very nice. We'll kind of let you off easy though. I mean, there've been some stories out there, and you know, Bo, I'm gonna go to you with Delorier when he was here. Uh-huh. Notorious for frozen underwear with Trevor Zegras.
Yeah, right. I heard that one. All right.
Bo, what do you got for me?
Yeah, mine is pretty similar to that. I remember we were in Seattle, and that was maybe the second week of the season. And like, obviously, me and Dello, like, we go kind of way back. Like, he played for my dad in junior.
Okay.
And
your dad right now is with Syracuse Crunch. Is that right?
Not anymore. Okay. Still has 1 year on his contract, but he's overseas right now. He's in Swiss. Okay, and he's enjoying life. But
that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. But so we pulled up to the hotel, and I see Deloria's card, his hotel key.
Yeah.
And I just like put it aside a little bit, but it wasn't hidden or anything, but he couldn't find it for some reason.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I know it's you. I'm going to prank you. I'm going to get you for sure. I was like, oh no.
No.
I was like, no, what is he gonna do? Because I know how he is. So the next morning I show up pretty late to the rink. Pretty early, sorry. And
I was gonna say, don't.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. No, pretty early to the rink, and he was already there. I was like, oh my God. And I see in my stall, like instead of Bo Grew, it's another name that I can't really say. And I have no gear in my stall. And I see to go grab my stick, no stick. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? So I open up the freezer. All my stuff is like taped up together in the freezer, soaking wet. And we're about to go for morning skate. So I put it on freezing.
No.
My sticks are all taped together. And like, I can't even see my stick. It's all white tape. So it took me like forever to get it out. And he's like, you see, you don't do anything to me. And I was like, all right. Now I know.
That's one guy that can certainly stand behind. You don't want to mess with Delorier. Oh my God. He's got something about the freezer, man. He's got to get original though. Although you're not going to, what are you going to say to the guy, right?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Jackson, what about you, man? Have you been left alone so far?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, it's only been
Sounds like it. If you can't think of anything, that's pretty good.
No, I know. I think everyone's been pretty nice so far, but obviously some small jokes kind of here and there. But I wouldn't say anything too crazy. Have you got anything, Dossie, or not much right now?
No.
I would say I don't know. I've been made fun of for my car though. Okay, what's that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they call it like a mom's car.
What would you drive in?
Like a small SUV. And so,
So why are you driving a small SUV?
Well, it's just what I got. I mean, it fit kind of what I needed.
Okay.
For the time.
For the gear and everything.
Yeah, for the summer and stuff.
I didn't know if it was a hand-me-down from your parents or something.
No. And then, they're just giving it to me about having a mom's car and not a sports car or anything fancy. So I was just,
But it works for you.
It works great for me. But yeah, I mean, they don't like it. So.
Great. Yeah.
It's going to get you from the point A to the point B, right?
That's all that matters, right? Hey, I'm driving like an 07 Camry with like 240,000 miles on it. I mean, it just gets me where I need to go. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Speaking of for going places, you guys coming off your first road trip, not you, Dossie, of course, but you guys, you've been a couple road trips, right?
Yeah. A couple years ago.
What was it like to go on this last road trip, like with this young team and get away? And then have the success you guys had in winning those four straight.
It was really nice, to be honest. Personally, I love road trips. Like, you're always with the boys, you go eat with them. Like, I feel that's the time of during the year that you bond the most, I guess, during the season. And I think those times are awesome. Like, you get closer, and we got four wins. So that was pretty good. That was really good for our team, for our confidence as a group, confidence as players. So I think those moments are really, really beneficial for a hockey team.
Yeah. And Dusty, what do you guys do on the road? I mean, things are so different talking to you guys and your generation as opposed to what they used to do 20 years ago.
No, it's most of the times we just go for the dinner, It's a lot of traveling too. So we try to kind of balance the rest, but also like time together. So I think with Bo, we went like once or twice, the dinner. So that was nice. And I think we all enjoy the road trip, obviously, for a win. So it feels nice. And as Bo said, it's always important to just, kind of be together. And it's nice.
Jackson, what about you? What was one of your favorite parts about the trip and getting away?
Yeah, I think I'd agree with these guys. Obviously, being with the guys is a blast. But I think just kind of seeing all the different cities and obviously being to a lot of new arenas was a blast. I think it was great to get the four wins. But just to kind of experience that for the first time for me was really enjoyable.
And you guys have played in front of some big crowds in your life. I mean, the Frozen Four, you played internationally. And then, of course, you played a lot of hockey as well. But when you outside of the NHL, what are some of the biggest crowds you guys have been a part of?
I played in the final of the Memorial Cup in Halifax. We were hosting in 2018, and I think Halifax, I think the capacity in the arena is like 13,000 or whatever. But during the year, we had like 10,000, 11,000 pretty much every night.
Really?
Yeah. Like, even on a Tuesday.
What are the fans like? Are they completely focused on the game, or are they kind of like a soccer mentality and they're kind of cheering and singing and chanting the whole
time? They're really, really focused on the game. They're in Halifax. They're really passionate. They know what's going on. And they're just in the game from the
start. Is that weird? Because when I've gone to Edmonton and I've, even just I guess, any city in Canada, but I remember being in Edmonton and the old Rexall place, and I could hear you guys talking on the ice. That's how quiet it was, because the fans were so into the game. It was insane. I mean, you come to Honda Center, that's not the case, obviously, but
no, you're right.
Is it? Yeah. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's cool, but it's different.
Like, when it's not going your way, you don't hear nothing, but when you, but when you start playing well a little bit, it gets crazy. And like, they're so supportive too. It's really nice to play there. So I think during the Memorial Cup, I think there was 15,000 maybe.
Wow.
So that was unreal.
That's awesome.
That was really cool.
Dusty, about you?
Yeah. For me personally, it was World Juniors in Vancouver. Our first game, I think we played against Switzerland, and it was full house. So it was pretty cool. So, but the crowd was actually like, you know, they came to watch the World Juniors hockey. So it was like, I didn't feel like they were cheering for like both teams, so it was pretty cool to see. So if I made a save or if the other goalie made a save, so like they were always cheering, so that was pretty cool. And then other World Juniors back in our like home country, it was in Ostrava, and obviously in Europe it's like it's kind of the soccer mentality. So
yeah.
The whole building was like, I think our first game was against Russia, and we won like a 4-3 or whatever. So jeez. It's like it's a big game for us, right? Always play against Russia. So we won that game, and the crowd was absolutely crazy. Like, they were like jumping, like everybody was jumping at the ring. Like, I think there were like 12,000 people, and you could feel like
really
little like, I don't know how to call it in English, but like little like bouncing, like like the ring was like almost, it felt like it was moving. So it was like, it was unbelievable. It was like a soccer crowd, like they had a drum, so they had like all that stuff. So that was pretty.
Some
was
people
pretty
cool. have said, some players have said, when you're on the ice, you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Others have said you can hear it.
In Europe, you can. You can't hear anything on the ice because it's so loud. It's so loud. So
Frozen Four. What was that like?
Yeah, it was crazy. I think definitely one of like the most special games to play in. Obviously, it's like a bunch of your fans from home. Like, I was played from Minnesota, that's where I'm from. So a lot of like friends and family came out, and then it's a bunch of just kind of like lifelong Gopher fans. And then it's like a full sold out arena. So it's like pretty crazy to play in. And then another one would be like our conference was the Big Ten. So like, if you win the conference, you get to host the tournament at your home arena. And for like the championship game, we'd oversell like our arena by like 1,000 or two. So like probably similar to those, it was just like a ton of students, like 3,000 to 4,000 students, like a bunch of your friends, and everyone's like just going nuts the whole game. So that's definitely like one of my favorite.
Is Minnesota the state of hockey? Is that legit?
I think so for sure. Other people will say like Michigan and like out east in Boston and stuff, but everyone in Minnesota, it's like football in the South. It's just like everyone plays.
Being a college athlete, and when you walk around and they stop you, Jackson, can I get your autograph?
I wouldn't say it's like to that extent, but like you meet a lot of people that, you know, kind of know who you are, like kind of what team you play for. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Before we move on, I had a tremendous opportunity. You gave me a gift and I let it go. Need to talk about cars with you guys. Talk to me about your first car.
So my first car, it was like, so my first car, I kind of bought it, but it was like, so I knew the person and I basically bought the car, but I had it for like, I think 3 or 4 months, because then I was moving to Finland. So it was like, basically like, I just bought a car, then I sold it back for the same price. So it was a Fiat 2004.
Okay.
I don't know what model
convertible
it was. No, it wasn't I don't know what model it was, but it felt pretty fast. It was pretty fresh. Like I just got my driver's license, so it was like, you know, like we drive a lot of manual cars back in Europe, so it was like, I could like learn how to use the clutch properly and all that stuff. So,
but you had a Fiat and you're a goalie. How do you fit all your stuff? Like, you need to borrow his minivan. I thought you should be driving the minivan.
No, it was good. It was good. I didn't really needed it because like I just left my stuff at the ring, so it was good. But it was 2004 Fiat. Fiat Stilo. That's what it was.
Okay.
Stilo. So it was fun car. Like, you couldn't, it felt like it was so old that you couldn't like hurt it anymore. So, so whatever, if I like switch the gear, like accidentally from like 2 to 4 or 4 to 2, you could just hear that. Like, it was like big, like a roar from the car, but like, it was good.
Have you upgraded?
No, but I know I needed to change the battery because battery just went off.
Wait, so. What are you driving now?
Volvo.
XC60,
so it's a nice car.
Okay.
So you upgraded.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or like that way. So I thought that you asked if I upgraded.
Wait, you said you need a new battery. I'm like, what are you still driving the 04 Fiat?
No, I thought that you were asking if I upgraded something on that car.
Oh, yeah.
If I upgraded something so on that
you
car.
You have upgraded to a nicer car.
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Bo, talk to me. What's what are you driving now? Let's go the other way.
Right now I have an X5.
Okay.
So I like it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice car. It's a nice car. After my second pro year, I was like, all right.
I gotta do something.
Like, I had no car here and I was like, I need one and I want a nice one. Like, I'm gonna give myself a nice car for
nice.
Yeah. So I bought an X5 and it was actually a pretty good deal because my dad bought an X5 too in New York. And I had my New York driver's license too. So I just went there. And if you bought two X5 in the same family, like, you had a pretty good discount. So I just did that and I could do like whatever I wanted, the color, the seats, like anything I wanted. So I was like, perfect. So I did it and I got my car like 2 months ago.
Nice. Yeah. So you guys aren't driving electric. Well, you're not. I got the minivan. I can't even talk to you. But yes, no electric yet, right? No Teslas.
Drive electric in the summers.
Okay.
Because I know one guy who has like some deals there. So I just drive electric Audi back in Finland because I practice there. So hey, it's nice. It's nice to drive electric car, to be honest. It's nice.
Question, when it comes to the players on the team, is there a guy driving a car that he has no business driving?
I could tell you the nicest car.
Should he be driving it? Whoever's driving it? Let me rephrase this. What car doesn't fit the player?
I'd say Jonesy.
What is he driving?
He drives a Corvette.
A Corvette.
What, like a newer Corvette?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got the C.
But I don't know. I just see him like in an SUV or like kind of a G-Wagon or something like that.
He's a bigger guy.
He's exactly. a bigger guy, yeah. So it feels like he would have some like a big car. So
a Corvette. You don't hear guys driving.
But it's a nice car. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's an awesome car. But like.
All
right. Who's got the priciest one?
Cam, by far.
What's Cam driving?
Lambo.
Fowler has got a Lamborghini.
Lambo truck.
What?
Yeah.
We did a ride along many years ago and he had a Rover and the big thing is the seats were heated.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah, he's way past
That was early on. Holy cow. Cam's gone a different route there. Well, good for Cam.
Rico's got a pretty good one too.
Yeah, Rico.
The G-Wagon.
Sylvie is nice too.
Sylvie too.
What's Sylvie doing?
Mercedes.
Okay.
It's like a C63.
S63.
I love you. Numbers just go right over my head. Yeah. Just keep it with like Mercedes or BMW.
It's a nice car. It's a nice car.
What Trey Terry now with his new deal?
He's got the BMW
M4.
Okay. So he got
M4, I thought it was M8.
M8, it's Stromer.
M4 is nice. Yeah. Stromer has a pretty nice car too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good parking lot.
Yeah.
So good, then you got to make sure that you don't ding any of the cars when you open up your minivan.
I just park as far away as I can.
Where do you park this thing?
I just park as far away as I can.
So who else is like comparable? Obviously, there's so many young guys in the team. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be some other guys that haven't gone shopping yet.
No, I feel like most of the guys have.
Yeah, Minty got a new car now. Yeah,
did he? Minty's got a new car.
The same car as me.
Yeah, yeah. Same
exact one.
Really?
Same.
Did he like drive in yours and say?
Not even.
He just this randomly he picked up.
I was driving him and Jax before he got his car. I was driving them to the ring.
Yeah.
And two weeks later, you have the same car as me. I was like, must have liked it.
Completely. That's fantastic. Yeah. Do you guys talk about cars a lot? I mean, is that a topic that comes up in the dressing room sometimes about who's driving what? And, hey, let me test drive this. And what is that like?
Not for me. I'm not a big car guy, to be honest.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
But No.
I'd say there's a few guys that, you know, enjoy their cars and stuff, and it comes up sometimes, but I wouldn't say it's like a big
topic. It's not like main topic. No.
If you guys could spend it, like, to get to buy something nice, what would it be? Like car, house, vacation, dinner? What would your kind of your vice be to spend money on? That you have to have something really nice in your life. Like for Toronto is shoes.
Yeah. I'm a big jewelry guy.
Jewelry. Yeah. Okay.
I love chains. I love watches.
That's cool. I don't see that from you for some reason.
No,
you're unassuming that way.
Yeah, because I haven't made enough yet. Can't buy it yet.
Yeah.
But no, that's for later in my life. I need to focus on more useful things. But I'm really, I really love like jewelries and stuff.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. That's good. Dusty.
Yeah. Probably the watches in the future.
Really?
Or some like a real estate, some like a nice house or like an apartment or something. Yeah. So that's probably it.
Where are you going to go with this?
I would say a house. I think just a nice lake house, like back home.
Yeah.
It's kind of perfect, I think.
When you build your house or buy your house, it's going to be Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about these guys, but it's home for me. It always has been. And you know, it's always kind of the home base, like it's wherever I end up playing in my life. It'll always be kind of where I go back to, and all my family's there. So it's just, I love it there. Yeah.
It's a good spot. Summertime is fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. There's a lot of pickleball going on over there.
A lot of pickleball. Yeah. A lot of time at the lake. So it's great. Yeah. It's
all nice. Right. Shifting gears to gymnastics. Please tell me about your gymnastics experience this summer.
It was fun.
And has that rubbed off on anyone else to try the gymnastics thing to get themselves ready for the season?
I don't really think.
Are you guys aware of this?
I'm not aware of this.
I heard about it.
Can't wait to hear that.
I'm wondering, where did you hear that? No, it was, I did it every Wednesday. I did it every Wednesday. So it was like Monday, Tuesday was like a workout, ice or whatever. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, same thing. But so the Wednesday was kind of that I could like have fun a little bit and do some like a mobility stuff. So it was like a lot of like work with the balls too, that they were throwing the balls. And I was like doing like a lot of jumps and learned some new stuff. So it was cool. It was cool. Like it was good.
I mean, everybody's looking for an edge, right? I mean, coming up with something different, something to do differently. And so, I mean, it makes sense. And that being said, I mean, are there like other activities that you're interested in doing? I mean, do you go on uneven bars or get chalk? I can just see Dusty chalk on his hands and get ready to do the rings or something.
He's got the whole gymnastics outfit.
Is there like a Dutch gymnastics outfit out there?
Oh my God. It was so funny. But now, it was good. Obviously, for the goalie, you have to be really like flexible. Yeah. You have to have good mobility and move well with your body. So that was something I just wanted to kind of experience, like how it is, because the gymnastic, it's all like body weight. So I just wanted to know, like, hey, what's up? So yeah, it was nice. It was a good experience for sure.
You know, we talked about going on road trips and stuff like that, and not being able to do as much because of social media. When are you guys into social media? Is it a thing for you? Do you like to interact with fans? Do you like to post stuff on Instagram, tweet out? I mean, is that kind of a thing for some? I mean, what do you think? Is it?
Well, for myself, like I'd say I spend a lot of time on Instagram, more than I should. But
what does that mean?
I like to scroll down, like look at videos.
Well, I think all of us do that, though. It's like the 7 second rule, right? Longer than 7 seconds or whatever.
The videos are unreal.
I know.
Yes. Yeah.
And the people are doing crazy things and the followers they get. You guys need to follow me, by the way. I need help.
Yeah. We'll follow
I'm trying
you.
To be an influencer. I'm really interesting. Yeah, so that aside though, so you said too much. But that's a habit thing. Like a lot of people do that, right?
Yeah. But like personally, I don't post a lot on Instagram. Like I post maybe 2-3 times a year.
Wait, 2-3 times a year?
Yeah,
that's not an influencer's career. No.
I'm saying I'm not.
Right. You look it more than you post.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not an influencer at all. I really don't want to be. I don't think
I don't blame
for
you.
That lifestyle. To be honest,
it's not easy. But I'm not there yet. But it's not easy.
That's too much work with Photoshop and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't Photoshop.
Sounds like a lot of things are coming out right now. Dusty, what about you? Are you on social media?
Yeah, just Instagram and Snapchat. So that's all. I don't have a Twitter. Yeah. You guys have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter.
Yeah. I do, but I use it in like.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of guys, they also have TikTok. Do you have TikTok?
I don't have TikTok.
No, you don't have TikTok.
Do you have TikTok?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
No. So yeah, just Instagram and Snapchat and. Yeah, just same as Bo, sometimes scrolling way too much.
Yeah. Do you guys interact?
So I shoot them, but
Do you want to interact with fans? Is that something that you would, you know, enjoy doing? Because of course, that's a way for them to get, you know, in touch with you technically.
On Instagram?
Yeah. Or DMing you or whatever it is. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible. But like, there's a fine line between like interacting with them and like, I don't know, being too close to them.
Too accessible.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a fine line between like actually knowing the person and them being a fan and wanting like to get to know you.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be rude at the same time. So that like, you can acknowledge that you saw their message or their story that they posted for you. But yeah, there's just a fine line. Like I don't like to interact that much.
Yeah.
But I like to acknowledge them.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of going that way with being a professional athlete and how that works.
Yeah.
You know, and how that you play that social media and it, you know, what you post, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Really, because you guys have a spotlight on you.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, you seem like a social media guy.
You think so?
Influencer.
You're definitely an influencer.
I don't know if I'm any influencer, but yeah, I'd agree with these guys. I think there's, you know, a part of us that kind of wants to be not private, but just kind of like to do our own thing. And I think like, social media is great and connect you with like a lot of people and stuff and keep in touch with your friends. I know like I send a lot of like funny videos. My friends, they do the same. But at the same time, you know, a lot of the times you just want to be off it and just kind of enjoy your own time, you know, with your teammates or your family or your friends or whatever. So I think it can be great, but other times too, it just could be a little much.
We're only a month into this whole thing for you, right? Mm-hmm. Your first NHL season. You had a couple games last year at the end.
But yeah.
Has there been a big surprise for you being in this new world of the National Hockey League? Something that you are experiencing that you had no idea this was part of this world?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, obviously, you know, there's a lot that kind of goes into every game and like a lot of preparation, which I wasn't used to before. But I think it's been, you know, a great adjustment kind of learning to be, you know, consistent in recovery and, you know, eating right and doing all these things to kind of help you out. It's been a big thing for me. So it's been a lot of fun. And obviously it's your dream since you were a little kid. So just trying to enjoy it every day, but also do the right thing. So it's been good.
You personally didn't have, you know, a lot under the coach last year. And I know you did, and now you guys have Crow now this year. It seems like I want to get your thoughts, but it seems like this team has taken on the mentality of the coach, right? Has that the discipline side does have that player's coach a little bit where he does care. He wants to know that you guys are well, but he kind of walks that line. It seems like, do you agree that this team has kind of taken on the mentality of the head coach, Bo?
For sure. I think we were a group that needed to be pushed, and I think that's why Krill got hired, to be honest. And I think it's been awesome so far. I think all the guys are in the practices, like they're working hard, like we get better on the
ice. You guys are hard to play against.
It's really hard to play against. It's insane.
Just watching you guys play, it's like you're in every single game.
Yeah, and during I think it starts with the practicing, to be honest. Like I don't think we've had one practice where like nobody really worked or like we were soft or whatever. Like we push each other. And I think that translates to the game.
Yeah.
And it's so fun like to compete with each other. Like everybody gets better. You get to win more games. And you could tell that like we're in every single game against any teams, whether it's Vegas, whether it's Arizona, Pittsburgh last night. Like even though we lost last night, like we were in there and we were actually dominating for quite a while. So I think it's all positive.
Yeah, I agree with Bo 100%. what the drills, you know, you can tell if some drill gets a little like sloppy or whatever, right? Yeah. Like at the start or something, like Crow stops it right away and just like he tells you that like, hey, we gotta be better. So yeah, it's been awesome so far.
100%. How's the experience been like for you, Jackson? Just kind of seeing this, you know, with these fresh eyes coming in.
Yeah, it's been great. I'd say agree with what these guys are saying.
You agree with these guys a lot. Just
I know that. I do. But
although I go to you last, so no, all defense. Yeah. Yeah,
all on the same page. No, I think it's been great. I think he pushes us a lot, and you know, he always wants what's best for us, and wants us to get better every day. So I think it's a great, you know, trait of his, and it's been so fun just learning so many new things about the game that you didn't know before, and I think it's been great kind of for the team just to, I would say, just taking what he's saying and then do it kind of on the ice. You know, like you said, we're playing hard and that's what he wants us to do. So I think for us, it's just kind of continue to do that every day and, you know, just keep learning, keep getting better.
All right. Last question for you guys. I'll let you go. We got a nice sunny afternoon to spend some time with. But one thing I want to do know is we've talked about youth and the veterans and everything. Like how tight is this group? You know, just a month, over a month in, how tight are you guys? It seems like when you watch yourself playing the ice, you play for each other. You hear that phrase a lot. It seems like if one guy gets pushed around, the entire team's there in a heartbeat. Everybody's on the same page. Maybe it has to do with the new head coach, but you know, how close are you guys?
Personally, like I've been like in the organization for, it's my fourth year now, and I did pretty much up and down the past 3 years, and I think it's the tightest group that we've had so far, by far.
Really?
Far, far, far. Like, the mood is way better in the room because, like, we work with each other. We compete against each other, with each other. And you could tell that, like, the vibe is way, way more positive. Like, the obviously different personnel, different guys. So, for sure, like, we got a lot of leaders, really good older guys, too, that, like, not saying that the other older guys were doing a bad job, but just saying like, it's just like a better fit right now with everything. Like everything comes in place and we have a really good flow between like the younger guys, the older guys, the coaches. And I think everybody has fun together, which is really, really nice.
It's like a puzzle with a bunch of personalities, you know, and you got to find a way to put them all together. And that's, you know, your head coach to be part of that. Pat Verbeek, GM, is a big part of that, trying to find the right people.
Yeah.
Do you like that puzzle right now and how it's coming together, Dusty?
Yeah, I do. Like, I don't want to agree again with Bo, but I got it because, like,
you guys are all like,
we're just on the same page because, yeah, like, I think most of it has been said because, like, I think there's a, or I believe there's just like also mix between the young core and like veteran guys. And it's just like, when you put it all together, it's just so good. So, I'm just so happy to be part of the team, and I just hope we're gonna keep pushing ourselves and just gonna get better.
I know this is new for you. I mean, coming from the college, but what do you think of the chemistry right now? The guys coming in and being your first year,
I think it's great. Obviously, it's, you know, a little different than college, but you know, for it being my first season, I think it's been awesome so far. Like these guys talked about, just the mix of everyone and like the fresh kind of young legs and the older guys. It's been great so far. And obviously Crow has been pushing us really good. So overall, it's been awesome.
How much your parents can be excited that you're on this show?
Yeah.
They love Duckstream.
I know. They were talking about before, they just like everything. And I think whenever they see something with Ducks on it, or if someone with my name on it, they don't really know how to use social media. They're liking everything and sharing it. But it's just so funny to see because they're just big fans of the team too. So
we'll like give your parents a shout out, man. They're gonna.
Yeah, man. Mom and Dad, shout out to you guys.
I know. I didn't mean to make it uncomfortable. I was waiting until the end to have that, just toss that one at you, because I knew that your parents, obviously they're fans of yours. Yeah, of course they are. They want to make sure you're doing well. But
yeah.
Guys, well, thanks for joining us on Players Lounge. You know, obviously I'd love to do this again, just kind of shoot it a little bit and have some fun. And you guys, I appreciate your honesty and kind of playing along. So we're stoked to have you guys here. I mean, it's just, it's been a pleasure for us to cover you guys on a daily basis. So keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Enjoy the sun. Put some sunscreen on. That's what I do. It's a thing here. It's SPS 50 right off the bat. This has been another edition of the Players Lounge on Duckstream, presented by Gettle.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.